Ride-sharing services have stepped up their lobbying and ad campaigns in hopes of winning approval to expand into upstate and on Long Island by the end of the year, including this $1 million ad campaign by Uber.
There's one thing New Yorkers really want for Christmas this year, and it isn't a one-horse sleigh. It's the convenience and safety of Uber.
The ad points out that New York State is one of the last places in the U.S. where there are no ride-sharing services. The taxi industry is fighting back with an online ad that makes Uber drivers seem dangerous, highlighting instances where a driver committed a major crime.
Uber driver Jason Brian Dalton admitted he gunned down and killed six people.
Uber rider telling deputies he got more than he bargained for, staring down the barrel of a driver's gun.
Taxi companies and driver unions were successful in delaying a decision by the legislature on whether to expand ride sharing when the session ended back in June. But now Governor Cuomo is asking that the matter be taken up in a special session in December. Cuomo is now publicly on board after his Economic Development Commissioner, Howard Zemsky, brought up the lack of transportation options during a recent visit to the state's capital, using deadpan humor to get his point across.
I'm embarrassed to confess that I almost didn't make it here on time. You see, to get here from my office in Albany, I instinctively took out my smartphone, and I went to my Uber app.
Cuomo and the audience of local officials from around the state burst into laughter as Zemsky continued.
The car arrived 2 hours and 45 minutes later since it started in New York City.
Afterward, Cuomo joked that Zemsky had stolen his thunder when he was asked by reporters whether he would propose a measure to legalize the ride-sharing services.
I am now, yes.
Why do you support Uber's expansion?
I think it would be good for upstate New York. I actually supported it before today.
Sticking points for approving the ride-sharing services include how to craft new laws to properly insure Uber and Lyft drivers in case they're in an accident, and whether or not employees should be subject to fingerprinting. Expanding the ride-sharing services is tied to a number of other items that Cuomo and lawmakers hope to address if a special session is held. They include ethics reforms, amending the state's hate crimes laws, and a pay raise. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.